you say something?
Like what?
Like,
you're drooling all over the warrant.
Yeah, sorry. It's Mac.
I'll go get some bibs.
Hey, Mac, are you okay?
Oh, yes, sir. It's a personal problem. Not the court's concern. I'll be fine.
You sure?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm sure.
Okay.
Next case, sir, Huebner versus Huebner.
That's what I thought you said.
You've done some pretty low things, Arlene, but this is the law.
Hey, I don't need to be lectured about low from someone who's sleeping with Schleppo the Wonder Runt here.
Mr. Prosecutor, what's the story here?
Well, Your Honor, we have a tragic situation here involving increasing alienation between the two sisters who stand before you. I'm sure the court deplores as much as the state does the circumstances which would cause such
a... Make it brief, Dan.
Hatchet Face snatched her father from the slut.
Your Honor, both daughters are claiming right to custody of their father, Mr. Huebner. He was temporarily staying in the home of the plaintiff, Miss Lorna Huebner.
A daddy always loved me best.
That's a lie! He almost disowned her when she took up with this slob.
But I didn't marry the slob, did I?
Even worse, you moved in with him.
And the slob is...
Neil Gorman, Your Honor. Slob's just a nickname my parents gave me.
Well, I guess Butch was kind of out of the question.
Your Honor, my father's dying words were, no matter what, don't make me go with Arlene.
Why, you lying?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Dying words? Is Dad dead?
Is a kipper on a cracker.
I'm sorry to say.
Well, just the way you were talking about him, I kind of got the impression that he was, you know, here.
He is, Your Honor.
That my father be given to me.
Well, I'm having a little trouble seeing why it's so important where he is now.
Sir, you're talking about my father, the man I love.
Nothing says loving like someone in the oven.
Admit it, Arlene. You want him because the urn is laced with 14-karat gold.
That's a lie. The urn just happens to go with Daddy.
Yeah, well, it just happens to go with my drapes.
Your ladies, drapes?
Ladies, ladies, ladies. Now, grief and decor aside, you gotta understand that I can only listen to one voice at a time. Right now, that voice belongs to him.
Believe me, those checks will be in the mail to you by morning. In fact, you know what I told my wife? Yeah, I said, cancel all plans, sweetheart. Tonight, we are licking stamps.
Mac, do you mind?
Oh, no, sir. Just go right ahead.
Your Honor, I move for a dismissal.
Well, I don't see any grounds for a trespassing charge, so I'll grant the motion.
What about the disposition of...
The soot?
Ladies, I don't suppose you'd consider splitting Dad 50-50, would you? Didn't think so. Guess that idea was sort of...
half-baked. I never used to be like this, sir.
Well, until I can make a determination about permanent custody, we'll just consider old Herb here a ward of the court, which is adjourned. Dan, give that to Bull, would you?
Sure.
You done?
Yeah, I guess they removed the jewelry before, huh?
Would you get that? Thanks.
Mac, is there anything I can do to help?
Yeah. Give me all your money.
Now, give me my hand.
If I can.
Hey, now. Would somebody mind telling me what's going on here?
I think Mac is mugging me, sir.
Mac.
You know the little restaurant Quan Lee and I bought?
Sure, I do.
Toilet City.
Well, it's not the Russian tea room.
Sir, it's not the Subway men's room. It just never took off. I don't know. Maybe if we had...
a customer?
That would have helped. But the point is, the bank loan's due and I'm broke.
So you might lose the restaurant?
Yeah, and my car, and my furniture, even the clothes on my back.
Oh, man.
I love this sweater, Harry.
Mac, how'd you get yourself into this mess?
Hi, everybody.
I married the national debt.
Look what I just bought. An entire new wardrobe.
Quan Lee, what did we say about sales?
Oh, don't worry, Mac. These were not on sale.
How much?
Hello, my great big hunk of man.
How much?
You look tired. You want me to rub your neck?
How much, Quan Lee?
$488.
Oh! Don't do it, Mac! You'll get the chair.
I already got matching lazy boys thanks to her.
You're upset, I can tell.
We're on the end of our rope, and you went out and bought a whole new wardrobe?
I had to.
Oh, yeah, just like you had to buy the Statue of Liberty bedspreads, and you had to buy the commemorative dinner plates of Princess Di's wedding.
You too?
What color?
Miss Sullivan.
Mac, those things were just fun, but I need a new wardrobe.
Oh, you need a new wardrobe. You women always need a new wardrobe.
But I do.
Why?
Because I'm pregnant.
What? How could you be pregnant?
Believe it or not.
Yeah, his name's Mac Robinson. He's been missing since last night. Well, he's about 6'2", 200 pounds, muscular build. And he may be fondling his sweater. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Harry.
Hi, Quan Lee.
Quan Lee still hasn't heard from Mac, Your Honor.
I'm worried, Harry. Maybe he did something drastic.
Quan Lee, don't even think like that.
Well, he's not in the dumpster.
Dumpster?
But Bull was just checking out every possibility, no matter how remote or unlikely. Right, Bull?
Yeah, and because you told me to look there.
No Mac in the morgue.
Dan?
Hi. He sometimes goes down there and plays poker with the guys.
Harry, you should see what they use for chips.
I think probably the best thing for you to do is just go home and wait. We'll call you if we hear anything.
If you think it's best.
I do.
If anything has happened to him,
Quan Lee, nothing has happened to him. Trust me.
Thank you, Christine.
He's dead. I know it.
Miss Sullivan. Oh, now what the hell is that?
It's not the generator.
What are you doing?
I tracked out a short circuit to your office, sir. Here it is right here. You're not getting any juice to your coffee maker.
Hey, that's great. Listen, Art, we really don't have time
for this. No problem, Your Honor.
What are we going to do about Mac?
What do you do? Quit his job so he could pursue his singing career?
Art, what, since the day we met, have you been talking about?
Mac was singing a bunch of songs down at the bar last night, and he's not bad.
What bar?
Stinky Slaughterhouse Saloon. Wednesday's stun your own beef night.
And you saw Mac in there?
Yeah. He was singing a medley of Slim Whitman's greatest hits. Now listen, when I tell you guys to clear, stay away from all electrical outlets. You got that?
We're going to a cowboy bar, aren't we, sir?
Yep. Hey, Wild Bill, wait for me.
Court's ready when you are, Judge.
Roz, do me a favor. Call downstairs, tell them we're going to be starting late tonight, and then meet us at Stinky's Slaughterhouse Saloon.
Stinky's? Whatever shall I wear?
You're
done.
Okay, get clear of those sockets. Now I've got way too much coming from somewhere. Tell me they didn't suffer.
I told you I'd do it and I did it.
Matt!
I just wrestled a grease pig. That on these little tiny trunks.
You're supposed to give him a title shot in June.
This is my manager.
How you doing? I'm Dusty.
I must have the name of your oral hygienist.
Come on. Let's have some beers.
Mac, maybe you've had a few too many.
Everybody get a seat.
Mac,
I said sit down. I'll go get us something to gnaw on.
Oh, God, let it be dead.
Gotta get him out of here. I don't think he wants to go. Okay, we gotta get me out of here.
Excuse me, can you tell me where the ladies' room is, please?
And see that group of men kneeling with that peephole in the wall?
Never mind.
I understand. A little touch of stage fright, huh?
If you'll excuse me.
Everybody, hey, this is Ginger. She can spit 4 ounces of beer through her nose.
And no man has snatched you up yet?
What'll it be?
For starters, you can wipe the blood off the table.
I'm so hungry I could eat a horse.
Cottage fries or the rice pilaf with that?
Could I see your wine list, please?
Take your pick.
Chardonnay looks good.
I'll get you a can.
Matt, we've been worried about you.
And you still should be. Well, you know the way my luck's been going. You hang around me, liable to have something horrible happen to you.
What do you mean, like being stuck in a stinking, fetid room with the folks from Deliverance?
There you go.
Mac, this is not like you. I mean, so you had a little run of bad luck.
A little bad luck? Harry, that's like saying the Elephant Man had a little puffiness around the eye. Yeah.
I don't want to make a big deal out of this, but... Oh, God, I'm on, aren't I?
Yeah, gotta go, it's showtime! Oh, thank you very much. I'd like to do a tune that's a favorite of mine, and I hope it's one of yours, too. I call it The Theme from Shaft.
You created the version. I'm going to make a run for it.
Yeah.
How about Psychedelic Shack? Boogaloo down Broadway? Well, what do you suggest? Babaloo!
Okay, anything by Desi Arnaz.
All right, well, let's give it a shot. Okay, hit it. Am I blue?
Harry. Drive safely.
Everyone get away from my husband.
What's she doing here?
Well, I called her to tell her we found Matt, but I didn't expect her to come here.
All of you go home now. I will handle this.
That's good enough for me. Let's do this again real soon. Bye now.
Well, help me get him up.
I said leave him. I know you are concerned, and I appreciate it. But I am his wife, and I will take care of him.
Come on.
Listen, I hope you'll be here Saturday night, because we got us a wet t-shirt contest.
I'd rather dance with a greased pig.
That's Sunday.
Mac, we've been through trouble before. We can get through this one. Mac? Come on, Mac. Let me see you smile.
Smile? I'm laying here licking a stage and you want me to smile?
Mac, we have our whole life ahead of us.
We've got nothing but misery ahead of us.
Then what are we supposed to do? Commit suicide? Thank you. Maybe later.
Juan Lee. Juan Lee, I think I'm going crazy.
You just figured that out?
Thanks, that's reassuring.
When I was a girl in Vietnam, I fell in love with you because you did the craziest thing I ever saw.
What was that?
You planted corn.
Oh, yeah. That was brilliant, wasn't it? Plowing the jungle floor. Everybody making fun of me.
Mac.
Monkeys laughing.
But you wanted it so bad. Everywhere was death and destruction. But one crazy man tried to make something grow in the middle of that living hell.
But it never did.
Except for that one.
One what?
I never told you?
No.
It was after you shipped back to the States. We noticed this one little tiny baby corn plant still struggling to grow. It was pretty sick looking. But for some reason, it continued to live. Do you know why?
Why?
It did not know it wasn't supposed to.
Lee, what kind of father am I going to be? What kind of provider? We don't even have seeds left.
Then we'll get acorns.
Acorns?
Remember my poem from English class? I am a little acorn. A fact that's plain to see. But remember that the mighty oak.
Was once a nut like me.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Baby, you're the greatest.
Ralph Cramden, right?
Right.
You guys really had me going last night. I thought I'd vaporized a whole bunch of yous.
So I take it, Art, all your little electrical problems are taken care of?
Yep, everything's copacetic, sir. See if you got your coffee maker perking again.
So you do.
We're almost ready, sir.
Hey, Mac. Good to see you. Or should I say, yippee-tai-yo?
Please don't, sir. Oh,
How are you feeling about that new baby now?
Oh, great, great. Of course, it's caused quite an upheaval in our lives.
Already?
Yeah, well, this morning, Quan Lee was upheaving, and after last night, I was upheaving.
Wait till the baby comes.
More heaving?
You can kiss that sweater goodbye right now.
Your Honor, the Huebner sisters are waiting to see you.
Herb's kids? What do they want?
Apparently, they settled their differences and had some sort of reconciliation.
So what about the ashes?
They said whatever you decide to do with them is fine with both of them.
Oh, well, okay. But I haven't really made a decision as... Hey, this thing's empty.
Oh, Daggy, I'm sorry, Your Honor. I had to use that herb tea to test the coffee maker.
This wasn't herb tea. This was herb.
Introducing BioChannel at 8. Every night, you'll see stars at 8.
I'm not the genius they say I am, and I'm not the idiot they say I am.
Close-ups at 8.
If you lose confidence in what you're doing, then it takes an awful lot to get to the end of the scene.
Life is great every night.